Welcome to the inaugural ITS podcast. This is designed to deliver news and updates to CSD4 employees about technology for the month of March 2006. The first topic we're going to cover is online tutorials. GVNet now features new online tutorials for a wide variety of computer skills. From SysK12 to Microsoft Outlook, these tutorials are designed to aid all CSD employees with the tools to understand technology and acquire new needed job skills. The page is located on the top menu bar under Support. Please give us your feedback on any tutorials posted and let us know if you have any ideas on tutorials we should create. This will be an ever-expanding page, and we welcome all of your ideas, opinions, and input, so please check it out. Our next topic of discussion is SysK12. Please check out the SysK12 page on GVNet as well. Many new and important news items, along with downloads, are posted on a regular basis. Recently, Aaron Barnaby, our SysK12 administrator, developed a checklist for all elementary para and front desk staff on how to print and deliver grade cards. The district-wide training of elementary school staff on both SIS gradebook and attendance was recently completed. Thanks to all staff for attending these training sessions. In the future, we are planning on having more SIS trainings to help all staff in understanding SysK12. In the meantime, please visit the SysK12 website for PDF instructions or online tutorials as aids in completing job tasks within SysK12. Now we're on to Read 180. During the 2005-2006 school year, there have been some changes with Read 180. First, the GVNet website has been revamped and now includes much more information. There are downloads, cheat sheets, and current news items to keep all staff abreast of daily maintenance procedures and upgrades. Currently, Martin City Elementary and Middle School is a pilot site for a new version of Read 180 called Enterprise Edition. This new upgrade features many new perks, and most notably, this version will alleviate students from having to load chapter CDs while using the program. The plan is to roll out this new enterprise upgrade in time for the next school year. If you are a Read 180 teacher, please remember to run maintenance and create backups of your data on a regular basis. All of these instructions are posted on the Read 180 GVNet page. Catherine Hunt has developed an end-of-the-year procedures that can be downloaded as a PDF off the Read 180 page. If you should run into any problems with technical support issues in Read 180, please initially contact Read 180 Technical Support. Their phone number and link to live chat sessions is on the Read 180 page. Please note, contact the help desk with the case number if you cannot get the problem fixed with a Read 180 technician. In addition to that, let the help desk know once the problem is solved. It's very important we hear from you because we log all cases to better diagnose all future issues. Thank you. The move over to the new 1922 building on 10th Street has been moved back. The official date is for the last week of April. The ITS department will assist in moving all computer equipment over to the new building. This includes installing new computers, phones, and cabling. Please remember, GVNet has three calendars posted for your convenience. They include the 2005-2006 CSD4 activities calendar, a meeting room calendar, and a technology training calendar. Please go under Tools on the GVNet homepage to access this calendar. If you have any special requests, please don't hesitate to contact the ITS department at 4357. Over the course of the 2005-2006 school year, we have trained on SIS, Microsoft PowerPoint, Excel, Word, the discussion board, and we have also held open training sessions at most CSD4 schools. If you have any special requests, please let us know. Also, visit the technology training page on GVNet for schedules, downloads, and news. Have you ever wondered about the status of your work order that you have called into the help desk? If so, please visit the work order status page on GVNet. It is located under the Tools menu. Simply input your work order number and information regarding your work order will be displayed. We would like to welcome the newest addition to our staff, Terry Bluell. Mrs. Bluell comes to the ITS staff from Grandview Middle School, where she served as the purchasing secretary. She has been with CSD4 for 19 years. Ms. Bluell was born and raised in Grandview, along with being a Grandview graduate. Please welcome her. The entire ITS staff consists of Randy Fasian, ITS director, Eric Lambert, ITS technician, Susan Sawyer, telecommunications network system specialist, Aaron Barnamy, SIS administrator, Joe Domino, technical trainer, and Terry Bluell, help desk. And as we wind up our initial podcast, we have a little trivia for you. What was the first full-length computer-generated feature film? Was it Toy Story, Ice Age, or The Incredibles? If you can let us know this by calling the help desk, we'll all think that you're pretty cool, along with giving you extra sweets at our training sessions. Yay! In conclusion, thank you for listening to our initial podcast. We hope it was time well spent. Please let us know if you have any ideas or opinions for future podcasts. And remember, if you have any technical issues that require assistance, don't hesitate to call the help desk at 4357. Good night and good day.